Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to The Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Sneaky Joe DiBiase on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know, I always do try to listen to you and Jeremy when I can in the morning. But I got a lot going on. I'm bumping around the house, getting ready. Got to get the kid ready for school, all that kind of stuff. Yesterday, I did not hear the show on my way before I got to Bill's OTAs. I really couldn't listen. Although, you know, I came on with you guys a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really hear the other things you said. I get to Bill's OTAs. I'm down there. And I had multiple Buffalo media members say to me something to the effect of, boy, Joe really had some spicy Khalil Shakir takes today. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. And the way it was described to me that you were just, you just don't think this guy, like, I don't know, you're not super high on him. He could be the odd man out if DeAndre Hopkins signs. Like,
yeah.
And even so far as you said, you tell me if this is true or not. I don't know.
Go ahead.
Justin Shorter has a better chance to make the team than Khalil Shakir.
I did. Someone asked. DeAndre Hopkins signs with the Bills.
Uh-huh.
All right, suddenly a numbers crunch.
Uh-huh.
Who doesn't make the team?
Uh-huh.
And I went through it, and I got to, okay, well, Diggs, Davis, and Hopkins are obvious, and Hardy has money, and he's on it, and Sherfield is the most versatile of any of them, and special teams, so Sherfield's on the team. All right, I probably got one spot left. I've got... And to me, like, is it even, how spicy even is it? Take the names away for a second. Fifth round pick from last year, fifth round pick from this year. You could be on either side. I don't think it's that crazy. So I did say, I think, yeah, Justin Shorter. Because of the recency. Because they had just drafted him.
Uh-huh.
Versus they drafted Shakir last year. And tried to replace him with Cole Beasley. I mean, not completely, but Beasley came in and played. So, like, okay, yeah, I'll pick Shorter over Shakir. I was not even thinking that would get that much of a reaction, and then I got ratioed on Twitter.
Oh, really? That happened too?
I got ratioed on Twitter. The question was on Twitter, and then I read the question. I read the question on the air. So it was both.
I didn't know this part of it. So
I mean, I got ratioed on the air, too.
You did?
But okay. I got ratioed on Twitter, also.
I mean, you got ratioed at Bill's minicamp and OTAs, I'll tell you that. I mean, they were like, dude, what's up with this guy Joe? He's Mr. Hot Take firing out. He's breathing fire. The dragon's just coming out of him.
I don't even think I'm that, like, a Shakir hater or anything. I just...
You've never been super high on him.
No, I mean, but he's a fifth-round pick. Like, how high am I supposed to be?
Okay, I actually really like your argument, the way you laid it out, though. Like, the way you explained it to me, I can get closer.
Right, I'm not trying to run him off the team.
Right. I think that's what it sounded kind of like, maybe. But no, I understand. If you put it the way you did, fifth-round pick. They just drafted this guy Shorter. Yeah. They do not have Tywan Jones on the team anymore. They're looking for that, you know, the guy to kind of replace him. And I will add this. I am a big Khalil Shakir guy. I think he should have played more last year.
Yep.
I think he can be a big part of what they're going to do. I think they're high on him. However, I will say he is a tweener.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a true spot. Is he a slot guy? Is he an outside guy? I don't know.
Yeah. I think he's more right for the slot. I don't think he has the speed and the dynamic ability to win on the outside consistently. I think he could probably be a guy that, if he gets good, I don't think he'll be like Beasley where he can only play in the slot ever, and if he's on the outside, he's just a decoy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he's above that in terms of like what he can do out there. But no, I think he's right for the slot in his career. But what are we? How sure are we there will even be a career? I liked the prospect. I got talked into the prospect last year, but it just didn't really happen. So I'm just kind of taken aback at, you know, the
blowback?
The blowback, or even just the belief in this guy. It is. Huh. I'm just trying to figure out is it really coming from?
I think there's a lot of assumptions being made without the body of work yet, maybe? Right. Is that right?
It was 10 catches. It's not like Davis. Remember after year one and year two for Davis, there was a lot of this. Like, how's this guy not playing more? And like, he was a fourth round pick, so close enough. But, you know, like, to me, they're not even close to the same. Davis couldn't get on the field for a couple of years in a regular role. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't 10 catches. Like, he had 600 yards and 7 touchdowns in his first year. He almost had as many touchdowns as Shakir had receptions last year. And I feel like going into year two, Shakir's almost treated the same way that like Davis was, even though the body of work is like a fifth of what Davis had in his rookie season.
I think it's a fascinating discussion. Recorded a podcast this morning, just a little while ago, with Matt Bove. It's always game day in Buffalo. And I didn't know this is where the genesis of your discussion even came from. And yet we discussed the same thing.
Yeah.
We had the same question. The same question was, I posed it to Matt, which is basically, let's just say the Bills do sign DeAndre Hopkins, like tonight.
Yep.
Who is the odd person out? There has to be someone out. Who does it most negatively impact from a football standpoint? Now, not to give away, but Matt immediately went to Gabe Davis, but he was meaning more in a overall sense.
Yeah.
I mean this year. Like, if you say, somebody's got to go.
Yeah.
It's the old Sopranos line. You ever watch Sopranos?
Oh, yeah.
There was there was one line, somebody's got to go. Uh-huh. And somebody's got to go. And
I think you should have had to do it in James Gandolfini's voice.
I don't know. Think it was him who said it in that episode, so that's okay. Might have been Paulie. I'm not really sure. But either way, I think your point about the money is right for Hardy. I just looked it up. It would cost over $3 million. You're not doing that.
You're not doing that.
Deontay Hardy's on this team. Like, the contract you gave him, you cut him in training camp, you're eating $3 million of cap space. Like, it's stupid. Why would you do that, right?
Right, he just kind of...
Sherfield is a little different, though.
Sherfield could be your answer. Hardy probably would just go back to playing the role he did in New Orleans, which is he's not on the field as much, but he has a role.
Right.
Yeah.
Sherfield, you could save over $1 million.
Okay.
That's probably... And you'd eat less than that in cap space. It'd probably be kind of a wash. I have to look at exactly what it would be for a guy like Shakir.
Yeah.
I could get there a little more than you. I think the right answer here, though, is Justin Shorter.
Okay.
It has to be, right? I mean, can't you get him? If Khalil, let's just play this out.
Yeah.
Let's say we're at the final day. It's cuts. It comes down. You see Khalil Shakir's name on the waiver wire, Justin Shorter's name on the waiver wire. Who's most likely the guy that's going to be picked up? And who, if you're the Bills, are the guy you say, I really don't want him claimed by another team?
That's where my question comes. Why does that have to be Shakir? I mean, how highly...
It doesn't. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you might be right. Like, maybe you're more likely to get Justin Shorter, like, onto the practice squad than you are, you know, can Shakir even go to the practice squad?
He can,
right?
Yeah. Yep, he can.
But how highly of Shakir does the league think of him in comparison to Shorter? I mean, the league can't think that highly of him because they decided not to pick him in the first four rounds of last year's draft either.
Although, if I will go back, though, and think, if I remember correctly, last year, Shakir was considered underdrafted, whereas Shorter was considered overdrafted this year.
Sure,
by
that's
most
right.
people in draft circles. Like, hey, Bill's got a really good player in the fifth round. He could have gone third or fourth. Whereas Shorter was like, had him pegged for day three.
I get it.
Well, actually, later in day three,
listen,
because was day three.
I'll listen all day long to Justin Shorter would be the guy that would be odd man out. Like, because you don't want to throw picks away. I know, that's like a dangerous precedent to set. But part of me just thinks, whatever, it's a fifth-round pick. Whatever.
But, you could keep seven if you had Hopkins, Shorter just basically replaces what Tywan Jones was at running back.
Yeah. For me, it is just the core, you know, thing that we're talking about here is just... Like, what is Khalil Shakir? What is he to the team? What is he to fans? What is he in general? What is a player? And I don't even think, I mean, I'm open to him being an NFL player, but I looked up these numbers yesterday too to kind of to double down on it a little bit. They're like, okay, how often does a guy drafted around where Shakir does do that little in year one and then really explode or do anything? And in the last decade, 25 rookie fifth round receivers have had 15 receptions or fewer in year one. So like come into the league, you're a fifth round rookie and you didn't do a lot. Of those 25 players, only five had their number increase at all in year two. And it's not to say it has never happened. KJ Osborne is an example. Former UB, Bull receiver. He had no catches in his first year as a fifth-round pick with Minnesota, and he had 50 in the second year. So it can happen. But again, five guys have done this in 10 years. Drafted where Shakir did that little in year one, and then saw his number go up at all in year two. So I think he could be a good player, but the Bills at the end of last year had him on the team. He was playing, right? Like he was playing, and they got to a point where they decided they had to call Cole Beasley and John Brown out of retirement. I don't want that to be a total indictment on Shakir's career, but that has to be some indictment on what they thought he could provide from them at the end of last year, that they felt like they needed to bring in two guys that weren't even in the league anymore.
He did wind up playing, though. Like, he played. Remember, the Miami game, he had the catch. He also had a great catch.
But
he had a drop, but a great catch.
He did. Beasley played more snaps in the playoffs, though, than Shakir did.
Okay. Yeah, I think...
It was close. It was like almost 50-50. But Beasley did play more.
We also do know that this team, this organization does use... That's the trust word, right? When you get... And then that goes back to playing rookies and things like that. Let's get connected with our fans. We love getting connected with our fans. Great point tweeted into me. This is from, it's not the Buffalo Bills account. Peter Man tweets into me, and he says, how about this? And this is right. This is a good point. You can't compare fifth-round picks from different classes, one strong class, one weak class. Obviously, you can't do that. Also wants to point to Isaiah Hodgins as a fifth-round pick.
I got a lot of that. Right? I got a lot of that yesterday. That's right.
All right, so that's a really interesting point. But our guy CJ is going to come here to defend Khalil Shakir. Go ahead, CJ. You're on the Extra Point Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, So one, we picked up the running back Hines, even with Shakir and McKenzie. They all had down years last year, and I think it's all due to the fact that Ken Dorsey is still learning how to use his pieces. Now, even with all the drop passes from Gabe Davis last year, you still had an opportunity to implement Shakir, and we did not. So think about the plays, the small amount of plays or catches that he had. Most of them came in either clutch situations or they really helped out. I think about the Steelers game. He had a spinning catch and caught the ball over two defenders on second or third and long. He also had a jump touchdown where he makes a defender miss and scores a touchdown. In Buffalo, a Miami catch where Josh Allen is scrambling, look for somebody on the sideline, and he catches a pass on the sideline that gives us a first down. Shakir is, he makes flashes, but he's not in the game, and I don't think it's due to him. I think it's due to Ken Dorsey still learning how to use his skill set. Now,
he also had a play in Baltimore. They gave it to him right off the line. I think they threw like a little swing pass or screen pass, and he had a really nice catch and run to set up a touchdown in that comeback against the Ravens.
That's correct. So like, I just think we don't have enough to say like he'd be on the cut block or on the waiver list, or he'd be the last man or odd man out. I think Shakir has a lot of talent, and we haven't had a chance to really use him yet. And you can say the same thing about a lot of players for the Buffalo Bills with the speed that we have running back and everything. That's just me, guys. I just think it's a lot more to do with Ken Dorsey learning and him being a rookie at being an OC.
I hear you, CJ. And I'm not rushing him off the team. And this is all within context of if they – sign DeAndre Hopkins. Because if they don't sign DeAndre Hopkins, I've told you, I think Deontay Hardy will be this team's number one slot receiver. Yeah. But I have no qualms at all with Shakir being in the competition for that spot. But in the context of if they sign Hopkins, a lot of what CJ said is right there. Like he didn't, even though he played 30% of snaps, he ran 23% of the routes last year on the snaps he played. So that number was even a little bit lower. But, man, 10 catches. Like, Josh was not throwing him the ball that often when he was out there running routes. is that that they didn't get really a chance to like see what he's got. If they sign Hopkins, how much of a chance do we think he's getting this year? Even if he made the team and they kept seven, or they kept six and he made it over shorter, how much is he playing to where he's going to show, oh man, well, the year after, now we can trust this guy to start? Like, I don't see a big enough workload being here if Hopkins signs. And I don't want that to get in the way of them signing Hopkins, by the way, if I need to make that clear. Like, if it means, hey, we never find out what Khalil Shakir is, I'll take my chances on him being the next Isaiah Hodgins if it means I'm getting DeAndre Hopkins.
I'm looking back. You know what it reminds me of? So Gabe Davis's rookie year, you know, he fine season, 599 yards, caught 35 yep. passes. His second year, Emmanuel Sanders comes in.
Yep.
He doesn't get an expanded role. He even kind of lessens his role. He went from 11 starting games to 4 games started, but he had the exact same number of receptions on almost the exact same number of targets. It literally was stagnant.
That's right.
From year 1 to year 2.
It was kind of the same thing where, right, was the difference in games started only that John Brown missed more games than Emmanuel Sanders did?
But he literally went from, he had 62 to 63, the exact same number of receptions and almost the exact same number of yards. Gabe Davis's year 1 and year 2 were eerily similar to each other. He never took on more.
Yeah. The Shakir draft point, too. Like, you're right. You can't compare draft classes. He was the 21st wide receiver taken in his class. 21st. I mean, there were a lot of players right ahead of him. A lot of these guys were good, too. Like, Romeo Dobbs was a guy who went in the 4th round that produced for Green Bay. But I don't know. This team's in a Super Bowl window. I know that he's a nice prospect, but how? This is a new reality with the Bills. This is a new type of question. You know, back in the day, your David Nelsons and your Donald Jones, they could get opportunities to play. Why? Because the Bills weren't that good. They weren't that deep at positions. That you could get on the field and prove yourself on those Bills teams. Now they're trying to win a Super Bowl. How much chance should a 5th-round rookie get? Maybe your answer is more than what Shakir got last year, but I don't think it should be a lot more.
And then you draft Dalton Kincaid, who is pretty much the spot that I think you were pegging Khalil Shakir to be more in the mix for, which is the slot guy. He's going to be playing slot receiver. I think Dalton Kincaid's going to play a lot. I think Dalton Kincaid is going to be very – to me, we went through this exercise. I think he's the number one slot guy. At the end of the year, you take the – number of plays lining up in the slot on a given play, I think Dalton Kincaid is number one. And Joe, I think I'm comfortable saying right now he's the number one targeted guy in the slot. So,
like, again, right, he'll be running the most routes out of there. He'll be getting the ball the most.
He'll be getting the ball the most.
Out of the slot.
So that, again, gets me to a little closer to you, but I'm not there. Here's the big thing for me, though. I think they've had this guy in the building. They invested in him. I think that means a lot to them. And they would know that if they were to move on from him, if they could sign DeAndre Hopkins, at the end of the day, Khalil Shakir was the odd man out. I think you are kissing him goodbye. You know he's on another team. I don't think that's the case with Justin Shorter necessarily. So to me, it comes down to, it's probably Shorter at the end of the day. If you have to make a decision there, you'll find your other gunner somewhere. It doesn't have to be that guy, obviously.
I think that's fair enough. I think that's fair. I think most people would side on that. It took me aback, the outrage, when they are both 5th-round picks. We can dance around that, but the outrage of picking either, like, you could fall on either side of it. I think it's completely fair. And you make a good argument about it, about, you know, like, especially like the idea that they get Shorter to the practice squad. Maybe I'm just infatuated with the muscles and the workout pictures, because the guy looks like he could be an athletic freak.
So it's funny you say that. So I'm standing out there at OTAs yesterday, and I'm just kind of standing around with a bunch of people, and I'm looking at the wide receivers. They all come over. They're standing 10 feet from me.
Yeah.
And this dude just stands out. And I go, man, he is a big dude. Like, if you're going to go into the lab and build a wide receiver in the NFL, it's going to look like Justin Shorter. Like, that's what that dude is going to look like. And they don't have really, I mean, Gabe is kind of like that too. Right? They have, you know, Gabe's a thicker guy. He's a little bit of a bigger body. But this guy looks like he looks the part. You just hope he can play like that. It's going to be fascinating to find out. DeAndre Hopkins, still talking about him, still seeing, you know, what's going to happen with him. There's been a lot of kind of reporting on what teams might be in the mix, what teams aren't. Did you read Albert Breer on him yesterday?
I did. There were a couple. There was Breer on Hopkins. Rappaport had some on Hopkins. Schefter had. Everyone's getting in on Hopkins.
Well, it's funny because Schefter, yeah. What I saw yesterday was he kind of said, probably not the Bills, but then.
Did you see his reasoning, though?
No.
Schefter, I don't want to completely throw out what Schefter said, but I kind of want to because what Schefter said, get the quote up, as for the Buffalo Bills and DeAndre Hopkins, the way it was explained to me is people doubt he will end up in Buffalo. They never say never, but if he wants his money, I don't think he'll get it in Buffalo. I don't think he's going to get it in Kansas City either. Is that really new? No. Haven't we kind of assumed that if Hopkins wants a payday, that it's not going to be Buffalo or Kansas City?
I think that's right.
So
now, I don't think either Buffalo or Kansas City are going to go too far.
I don't think they can.
Because they can't.
Right.
I mean, they have to be very creative. Look, if Brandon Bean just said, I am making this happen, he can make it happen. You can always do it.
Sure.
You can always add void years. You can always find a restructure here. You can always cut somebody. Like, there's a way to do it. There's always a way to do it.
It just becomes what the consequence is.
That's exactly right. And we know that that's not really how this GM likes to operate. A team that is now becoming much more in the conversation is the Cleveland Browns. And we haven't talked about the Cleveland Browns. They're not on the Bills schedule this year, but we're going to talk with Jeff Lloyd, who does the Locked On Browns podcast coming up. I saw some tweets from Jeff yesterday. Joe, I think he was out on Hopkins. He doesn't want him on the Browns. So there's two sides of this on how this looks. You got Deshaun Watson there, his former teammate. What does it look like with the Browns? Will the Browns pursue him? And what does this offseason and this season hold for the Cleveland Browns? We'll talk about that with Jeff Lloyd, Locked On Browns podcast, when we come back here on the Extra Point Show at 11 o'clock today, 11:05. Heather Prusak from WIVB Channel 4, she was at OTAs yesterday, and she's been covering the Bandits Championship Series against the Colorado Mammoths. So we'll talk about all of that with her at 11 o'clock. Jeff Lloyd next on the Browns.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.